Welcome back. This is Nick Bullman at 6:44 on your News Talk Breakfast Business. I'm joined in studio by Mark O'Byrne, Research Director at Goldcorp. How is gold doing? What's the future outlook? That's the main subject for today.
Yeah, it's doing very well. I think we're up 16% in dollar terms year to date. More importantly, for Irish investors, in euro terms, we're up about 18%, 18.5%. So it's doing well, which is to be expected given the scale of risks in the world and the amount of uncertainty in terms of Brexit, which I think is a risk that is somewhat over exaggerate on the investment side. But there's bigger sort of global risks in terms of, I suppose, Trump's foreign policies, economic policies, the trade wars, how that's impacting both US growth and global growth, I think is the real risk. And then how we manage that given the scale of debt that's still in the world today.
Well, let's go back a bit, because gold has not been the easiest investment to hold over the last 2 or 3 years.
It's performed surprisingly poorly,
given the state of risk in the world.
I think a lot of people thought that we were going to get a correction. We thought we'd get a correction in 2011, given the scale of the move up. You know, we had a massive bull market. And I think the view was that gold was due a correction. And we were on Bloomberg TV in 2011. We said it could fall 50% in a worst case scenario. But we didn't actually think that would happen. You know, we didn't think we would see falls of that scale. But it nearly fell 50%. And it just shows that the central banks proved themselves to be much more powerful than many of us thought they would be. You know, and the bazooka that Super Mario brought out in ECB and what Bernanke did on the Fed, the scale of money that was printed is just astronomical, obviously, in terms of trillions, and they just managed to kick the can down the road, as we know, you know, and they've engaged in massive financial repression, and they've got the global bond markets now, what is it, 17, can't keep up, but it was roughly 17 trillion in global bonds. Some of the safest bonds in the world are negative yielding, you know. So the world of investments, I think, has been turned on its head. We've got, you know, passive portfolios, balanced portfolios with 50% in bonds that have negative yields. You know, it's no longer fixed income, it's fixed costs. So there's going to be ramifications for that, obviously, at some stage.
I think there was, I read somewhere there was 72 trillion of new debt created since 2008, which this was during the period of austerity. And I had real problems getting my head around that figure. And I think 1 trillion is 10 to the power of 12. And someone said to me that a million seconds is 11 and a half days, a billion seconds is 32 years, and a trillion seconds is 32,000 years. Yeah. So that was a massive wave that obviously overcame gold. What's to say they can't do it again?
What's to say they can't do it again? Well, I suppose the laws of economics in terms of supply demand, it's interesting when you put the numbers into the, you know, to get your head around the scale of those numbers, it helps people understand it. Because, you know, we bandy around numbers of a billion, a trillion. They're just massive numbers, you know. And so what's stopping doing again? Well, I think already we're beginning to see these imbalances are already unwinding in lots of different ways around the world. I just one small example is Thomas Cook, you know, and there's a lot of talk that Thomas Cook was due to climate change and changing consumer habits. The real issue with Thomas Cook was just a massive level of debt in that company, you know, and so the debt is across the entire system at consumer level, household level, mortgages, credit cards, student debt, companies, banks, particularly European banks. Deutsche Bank looks very vulnerable indeed, you know.
And the Chinese
banking system, and then there's the shadow banking system as well. So the global debt, you mentioned the debt there, actually the global debt is actually 250 trillion is the number. And it's actually over 300% debt to GDP ratio, because the debt in itself doesn't matter. It's whether we can manage to service the debt, because we have the GDP growth and the economies are growing in order to resurface the debt. But when you have the debt three times bigger than the global amount of demand for goods and services between the 7 billion people on this planet, it's completely unsustainable.
And interestingly, that figure is actually higher than Greece was at the time of its crisis, I believe.
Exactly. Yeah. So the IMF, the BIS, you know, the big international central bank organizations are warning that it is unsustainable, you know. So even they are saying that the central bankers are going to find their work cut out in terms of, you know, whether the solution of printing money or not even printing money, just electronically creating trillions and trillions again in order to artificially suppress bonds will work again. I think it's questionable, you know, because the big buyers, particularly of US treasuries, the Chinese have pulled back in a big way. The Japanese have pulled back. The Russians have actually sold their US treasuries. So it's interesting when you look at the overall holdings of US treasuries, they're coming off quite significantly, and gold holdings are going up at the same time.
And this bodes well, obviously, for a new run-up in gold prices. But what sort of target levels would you have? How much demand are you seeing? And is now the right moment to be getting into gold?
The target levels, I mean, it's over the last 15, 20 years, gold has done roughly 10% per annum. So I think we're quite likely to do 10, 15, 20% per annum in the next few years. I think it's going to outperform risk assets, stocks and bonds. And I think it's a great time to rebalance portfolios. You know, I mean, we've had a great run in risk assets and stocks, are, particularly in the US, are at all-time record highs. So bonds are at record highs, but that's completely artificial, as we just alluded to. So gold, still, there's still value there. It's 20% below the record high that it was in dollar terms in 2011. So, I mean, there's all sorts of figures, 5,000, 10,000 numbers for gold bandied around. But I think you need to look at the value of gold rather than the price. And the value is, it's even Mercer have the research, all the asset allocation experts, gold is it's a hedging asset, it's a safe haven asset. It reduces the risk in the overall portfolio and enhances the returns.
That was Mark O'Byrne, Research Director at Goldcorp.